We haven't even started.
Okay, cool.
Now help me understand this.
I don't even understand that question.
What?
Good, so this is a great introduction.
We talked about the big picture and the small picture. We haven't even started, which is sort of why we're here.
Life happens.
You heard it here first, folks.
It never ends and it never starts.
We're starting. We felt very intelligent. We said things that sounded a little pretentious. It was great.
Welcome to self-talk. Welcome back to self-talk. Welcome to self-talk.
This is, hello, welcome to self-talk. We're starting self-talk.
So, was there something we were talking about last week that you wanted to continue? I thought there was, but I don't remember. So I'm going to ask you.
Well, I don't know if there was something from last week's session. There was something that came up when we were chatting earlier during this week.
Oh.
That made me think about something that was sort of related that I wanted to chat about.
That was a nice preamble.
Thank you. So we were talking about, at one point, we're going to go up to stay with some old friends of the family. And it was an interesting sort of semantic thing that I found myself getting triggered to, that really sort of speaks to sort of some of the personality differences in the way you and I relate.
Okay.
To people, as far as our tail wagging and as far as our sort of, so we were talking about going up to stay with them and when we'd be staying with them. And then you said, yeah, and then we'll have that night to visit.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. It's this term visiting that mm-hmm. is like, and my, like when you said it, I suddenly got so, like, I was so excited to go up and spend this night with these people and hang out and chat and blah, blah, blah. But you just saying we were going to go up and visit, it suddenly sounded like something I just so didn't want to do.
What images come up for you when you hear that word then?
It's the sort of vacuous, devoid of content, talking about the weather and just day-to-day things that aren't at all interesting. It's the sitting around a table.
So I'm interested because when you say the word chat, that's what I hear too. And you said you pictured going up and chatting with them and... So to me, that sounds
right,
like same thing.
Up and like, well, exactly. Like, it's just a semantic distinction that for some reason I get triggered to that sort of to the idea of that sort of communication that I don't like.
Oh.
When you say the word visit, like, we're going to go visit.
Got it. That's the taboo word. Okay.
That's the word. And I don't know why, but.
That'd be interesting. Okay.
It just reminds me of my childhood and when relatives would come over and you know, come downstairs, Daniel. We're going to visit. Like, it's this weird move to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, and I can't even, I feel like I can say it the way you say it. It's a word that isn't in my vocabulary in the same way. Like visiting someone or like going on a visit, but like to visit. I don't know. You say it. Say we're going to go see them and then we're going to visit or something like that.
I don't know. I can't do that. I'll have to wait until it shows up.
No, say how you would say it. No. You know, imaginary circumstances. Put yourself in the moment. How would you say
it? I'm trying, but it's not working very well. We're going to go up there, and we're going to go to the Redwoods, and we're going to see Yosemite, and then we'll have the evening to visit with them.
Yeah, you totally like checked yourself right before you got to the word.
Yeah, I know.
All right, anyway. So it was weird, and so it sort of triggered me to that idea of like, of the fact that what we've talked about in the past, which is you are able to feel a sense of connection with people through talking about anything, no matter how sort of on the surface or somehow inane it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to blow my brains out when I have to engage on that sort of superficial level.
Got it.
But we both have the same desire for connection.
Right. So here's the thought I just had while you were saying that.
Yeah.
You're going to be there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can guide the conversation. Instead of saying, I don't want to talk about this, you can just throw something in that makes it work for you. So it's like
an
improv.
Well, it's hard if everyone's not on the same page. If like, it's hard, like, you know, there's a...
I don't think there's any problem with Auntie Anne diving in with you.
I don't either. And that's the thing, is it has nothing to do with them or the actual circumstance. I realized that I have such a, I had already known I had such an aversion, but I just found that idea that I don't know. It's really all just coming back down to the word. I'm not trying to say that, like, I'm not trying to address a problem. I'm not trying to say, you know, there's something wrong.
You just articulating an awareness.
My whole perspective on what that evening was going to be shifted with your use of that one word.
Wow.
It was so strange.
Yeah. Really? Let's go back to your original picture, because I want you to have your original picture.
What original picture?
Of going up to Yosemite and seeing the redwoods and hanging out with them and chatting with them.
Thanks, Dad. Right. Thank you for indulging my silly, weird moment of... But yeah, but this, it's just... I guess what I'm trying to address is, like, the fact that there is, to me, such a difference. Like, sometimes you can sit down and, like, really talk to people, and some, not you personally, one.
Okay.
Can sit down and really talk to people, and sometimes it does feel like this, like, strangely antiquated practice of just, like sitting around a table eating little snacks of some sort.
Well, you know, one of the things I found that can, like, instantly deepen a conversation is when someone says something, you know, once again, you got to be listening actively. And when you find yourself going, you know, this seems kind of vapid, is you can start asking things like, whoa, how'd you feel about that? All of a sudden now it's changing, because now they're revealing their feelings about what they were talking about. And that just starts to open some more doors. And
interesting idea.
A lot of people really feel heard now. Oh, you really want to know. And it totally changes the tenor of the conversation.
Yeah, but totally. And that's yes. And sometimes it's like, it can't say, like, how did you feel about the fact that it was hotter last week than it was this week? And they hadn't expected the temperature to go down, but then it did unexpectedly. And, like, how do you feel about that? Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a level of, like, just sort of droning on that I feel occurs that you can't even break through sometimes. And especially if everyone's sort of on the same page about being at that place, everyone's sort of perpetuating that little. Yeah.
But that once again, if you can start to use your awareness of that now, I say, especially given your skills as an actor, maybe you can't do it in one step, but, like, just in your example, you know, you can go, wow, it sounds like you've lived here quite a while. How long have you lived here? What have you found that's the most interesting? I'm new around here. And you start to steer the conversation, and they're still guiding you about stuff, but you can begin to deepen it from just surface. I mean, you're not going from surface to, this is my goal in life in one step, but you're moving more towards that direction. And you can begin to do that. And I think for a lot of people, if you can look at it instead of, okay, I'm going to steer this idiot to something that's more useful, because people can pick up on that.
Well, no, it's never about that. Like, no,
you can.
I'm talking a lot about, like,
it's also, especially with your awareness, it's a gift that you can give to people. You're letting them know in a safe way, because it's kind of scary if you're not used to that. You're slowly guiding them to, I am really interested in having a deep conversation about you and with you. And so you begin to ask, I call them probing questions or interview questions or however you want to think about it. And you can begin to steer the conversation more in that way, and you get to know a lot more about the person, and you get to know more about the area that they're talking about, and it deepens the connection for me from just that surface level.
Interesting. Yeah, no, that's totally fair.
And I wasn't quite aware of that until you brought it up, and it just sort of occurred in the moment. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder what
what visit does.
What makes me so sensitive to that? Like, what? Yeah, what visiting? What's we're gonna visit?
Well, I think you see the other stuff as a waste of time, and you don't want to waste time.
Yeah.
And for me, like I said, it's an opportunity to begin a connection. And depending
the window,
on,
it's an in.
Yeah. And so if I use that at all, I feel pretty good about it. But depending on the amount of time, if I'm standing in line at a grocery store with someone, I'm not going to expect much of a deep connection. But if I can get a connection, I feel great. If I'm going to be spending all evening with someone, I'm not going to spend all evening talking about the weather.
Right.
I will either find a way to find out more, or I'll find someone else to talk to.
Yeah.
And so if you can recognize that and then go, okay, what tools can I use to deepen this in a way, because it's a gift for both of you. That's the cool thing. And
of course, right.
You are really inviting them to share themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what you want too, and you get more from that. So just
right. Well, yeah, it's just a matter of perspective of not looking at it like why is this person not like why is it's about being selfish about wanting them to share. Like,
yeah,
I want them to share so I'm not bored, as opposed to let me make sure that, and I want them to share so that they can share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to hear if you're able to try that and see what happens.
Yeah, if we have any times when there's a visit occurring, I'll let you know.
Well, even not if I'm around. I mean, just stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that sort of leads into another factor, which is just like, you know, as far as like being introverted.
Mm-hmm.
They always say that like the key to determining which one you are is whether you feel recharged by being around people, or you feel recharged by being on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's pretty simplistic. But yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I feel recharged by being around people in true connection, and I feel drained by being around people when I'm not.
Uh huh.
So it's like it actively takes energy away from me to visit.
Got it.
And it gives me energy to be in a true moment of true connection.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I think so that's true for most people. I really do.
Huh.
I think being seen and being heard gives so much to everybody involved.
When they're connection points, when there are things between us that we connect on, that we see each other in, that we, Like it's not just about me being like witnessed in the world, because I'm not generally a person who doesn't feel like that. I feel pretty witnessed by the beautiful people I have in my life who love me.
Okay.
But it is just about being in tandem, being synchronized. There's something there. I can't quite put my finger on. I'm not being very articulate this week. I'm just sort of bringing up things that I find interesting, but that I don't really have many good words for, apparently. I don't know.
Well, my encouragement is that if you treat it like an improv, and in the rules of improv, you say yes to whatever's occurring. Yes, and.
Right.
Instead of approaching it like, no, don't talk this way, which just shuts down the creativity.
Right.
And see where it takes you.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to hear how that works.
It's about me deciding that I'm going to commit the energy to doing that. Like, it's about me committing to a conversation that isn't without cost. Like me committing myself to conversation that takes effort, you know, as opposed to me just being able to be in a moment where I'm getting recharged and the other person is feeling good and it's happening.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm curious. When you do an improv with another actor, if they interact with you, I've been with ones where they're not giving you anything. It is a deadly drain. But when they start to play with you and respond to what you're doing, do you feel efforted by that, or do you feel like it's starting to move and so you get something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't improv. I haven't done a lot of that. I mean, I'm sure there were a few times when I was in conservatory where we played some sort of improv game, but I don't really remember. I don't remember a lot of it. I don't really remember improvising a lot. It's never been something that has come across my path very often.
Because the interesting thing that I'm hearing as you talk about it taking energy,
other than this weird construction work in the background, I don't know why.
Yeah.
There's construction occurring, but anyway.
I was going to ask about that.
The other thing you're hearing besides the construction
is?
You tell me.
Oh, got it. All right. you talked about it taking effort.
Yeah.
And once again, I think it takes effort if you come from the place of judgment and this is not what I want, so I'm going to try and change it to, well, yeah, that's going to take effort. Instead of being in the moment with the person and you're with them and you know that what your intent is, and at least for me, an intent doesn't take energy. An intent is just a decision. And my intent is to deepen this connection as we talk. Well, now that's effortless.
No, see, I don't.
You just begin
to
dance with the person.
Yeah, but that's beautiful. But I don't experience it that way. I feel that that's the way Conley experiences life too. That she's able to sort of just really look at someone and see them and connect to them wherever they are. And I don't think that is too draining for her. But for me, I don't know. It's a very sort of perhaps a selfish way to be, but it's like there are people that I am not sort of intrinsically buzzed by. There are people that don't really excite me, I guess.
Right.
And to genuinely connect to those people takes energy.
It takes some
generosity
work.
Of spirit, which takes energy.
You're right. I get it. Interesting.
Not that I'm saying that that one shouldn't do that, and I do try to do that, but
so yeah, I would encourage you to look at, if you can, is to begin to be aware of which ones create the buzz and which ones don't, and look and see if you can begin to articulate what the qualities are of the don'ts, if you want to work on this, or what are the qualities that work for me, and you begin to look for those.
Yeah. No, I think I definitely see certain things. I mean, it definitely has to do, I feel like there are certain people who walk around in more of a place of needing connection than others. There are certain people who walk around more centered in themselves, and those are the people that draw people to them because they're not reaching out. They're just there.
Okay.
And I don't know why I'm so inarticulate today. I feel like such a moron. I can't even think of the word I want to call myself. Well, anyway.
I'm such something.
I'm such a something. So there's certain people who just walk around saying, like, please see me, please see me, please see me.
Those feel like energy leeches to me. So I totally get what you're saying. Right.
So, but the thing is I feel like, as with most things in the world, it's not that black and white, because I feel like what's interesting is that I feel like we all get to that point or can be at that point around certain people at certain times under certain circumstances.
Definitely.
And so what's interesting for me is it's the people that I see the needfulness that I recognize being in myself as well. When I see that just sort of blatantly on show, those are the people that I have to work really hard to be. And it automatically goes into a sense of hierarchy in my head as well, which is interesting. Like there's an instant ranking of people that occurs in my head, and it's determined by who I'm drawn to and who I see is drawn to me. And if I'm drawn to them, they're higher than me. And if someone's drawn to me, then they're lower to me. Unless there's someone that I'm drawn to who I feel is also drawn to me, and then it's like, sort of
wow
on the same scale, but they're still a little, they're always still a little bit higher if that's the case.
Hmm.
It's so weird. It's so like
wow
pragmatic and hierarchical, and I don't know where that comes from, and I'm certainly not trying to defend it. I'm trying to be honest about
yeah
a habit that I've noticed that I'm curious as to where that comes from, and
well, quit and, fighting it and start watching it and see where that takes you.
Well, I do watch it. I totally yeah. watch it. I just don't know what to. I guess I just don't have any sort of conclusion about it, or
no, I don't
I just see it.
I don't, yeah, I think you need to just keep watching it and be aware that it'll change. The amount of energy you have will determine, you know, how much. If you're really low, you're not going to have the energy to go hang out with the less thans, as you ranked them.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Is like, shouldn't there be a shift? And that doesn't seem like a great perspective. But you're right that, like for instance, during rehearsals for 42nd Street,
mm-hmm.
I was just like, I could not see from anyone else's perspective to save my life. Like, I just, you know, when I was so exhausted and so depleted,
right.
just investing all my energy into this and like all my emotional and physical energy into this, I could not sort of like put myself in someone else's shoes and understand where they were and be there for them. Like,
no.
I just wanted people that were like me to surround myself with.
Right. And if they're not there, you go take care of yourself. You go sleep or do whatever you need to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Is that, are you saying that's sort of like just, that's normal? Or that's
I think
a common experience?
When,
are you saying
when,
you've experienced that?
Yeah. I think when I start looking at things like this, we tend to forget that it's more complex than our brain makes it. And we also are afraid to say that it's situational. And we're afraid to say, oh, I really need to take care of myself right now because I have nothing
sure.
for anyone else. And that's an okay decision. There are times
okay.
when you have to
sure.
push through it, but it's not like in an academic sense we come up with the answer and then we apply it. It's more we create a framework and then we live it and work within it, and
Oop.
it's messier.
Well said. That was look at you. That was impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really good.
On that note, why don't you tell people where they can listen, because we're at time here.
Great. Yeah, that was a great way to end it. Wow, that was a high note. I feel like so I've sort of lent any articulation I've ever had to just to your already innate abilities, and now you're just like got super articulate right there. That was great.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, I'm saying things like super articulate.
Yes,
so,
I know.
Anyway,
I like that.
You can write in at selftalkpodcast@gmail.com. You can visit us on the web and get links to the other wonderful podcasts in the Self Talk Network at selftalknetwork.com.
Cool. All right. It was good to talk to you this week.
It was great to talk to you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. And please listen in, and we'll talk to you again next week. Bye.
Bye.
It never ends and it never starts.